the early 2000s. Her cell phone rings. "Hurry," the caller says when the woman answers phone. She turns off the toaster oven. No time now for dinner. Heavy coat, hat, gloves, boots. She grabs her bag. In her car, she eats a cookie, then two more, hoping she won't get too hungry, hoping the baby will come soon, but not too soon, not before she gets there. Mounds of snow and patches of ice still on the ground from 2 days before slow the traffic, and she worries until she is almost there. The husband's sister greets her at the door. The woman listens to the baby's heartbeat and examines the mother. Now the baby has changed its mind and makes them wait. The woman declines an offer of food. She has forgotten her hunger. They wait. 1 hour, two. Then the woman catches the baby girl, guides her into the world with gentle hands and love. At home, too tired to eat, the woman showers and goes to bed. She laughs softly, thinking about the baby's first cry, a squall, letting the world know that she is here. The laughter trails off into silence, and the woman sleeps.